You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Roof. Sorry for the jarring noises at the beginning. Technical difficulties with our mics
Per usual, WJRH has completely reset how the entire board is structured and has completely adjusted all of the sound levels without telling anyone that they've done that. So everything's readjusted. So I had to readjust all of the sound volumes.
Hopefully it was someone like on the board and not just some random person on their show.
Yeah, but
that is...
It's fixed now. It's fixed now. Yeah, so basically everything is shifted down.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm Joey, by the way.
Yeah, I'm Luke.
Yeah, thank you for coming. Sorry for your ears. Please do not make medical claims. That'd be great. We will redirect you to the WJRH Executive Board.
Yeah, we'll send them to you. Yeah, they can deal with it because we didn't do anything.
WJRH@lafayette.edu.
Anyway. I think I'm going to start off with a song.
That would be lovely.
Instead of jarring loud noises.
Are you sure you don't want to do that again? I mean, it was pretty fun.
No, I got it.
We could do it again.
Just don't like...
I'm literally not touching anything. I'm not touching anything.
At all.
I'm not touching. We're just keeping it at the exact same level as it is right now.
What?
I'm not touching it.
What level was it at when you just randomly start?
About half where I normally put it.
Okay, cool.
So it was... was being very careful on purpose to make sure that didn't happen.
It was just like as soon as you put it up to a certain level.
I think the like bass volume is like much higher than it normally is because we're coming in pretty clearly and we're about 10% of the normal mic input volume.
Last time I couldn't hear you and I remember they were way louder or way higher. So, anyway, I'm going to be playing Routine Poutine by Aimless featuring G. Mills.
All right. Here's that song. Routine Poutine by Aimless and G. Mills. Yeah, so Lucas, level with me for a second. Do you hear a ridiculously high static sound?
It's not ridiculously high, but it is there. It's definitely like constant and it's,
because it's starting to get to me and I might lose it.
Can you turn the sound down in the headphones?
I can't, but I'm not sure if it's the headphones or if it's...
Well, I can hear it.
Right.
Mine isn't... I can't hear your voice, though. So it's because my headphone sound is lower, probably.
Well, what I'm saying is I think it's not the headphones. I think it's general broadcasting sound.
Because I hear it. I just mean it's not as bad for me.
Right, I'm only caring about the listeners.
Oh, yeah, sorry if that's...
Yeah, I'm sure it is extremely annoying. I apologize. It seems like they have adjusted equipment without testing quite literally any of it.
Yeah, Normally, when you're doing that, you want to like see if it works.
Usually, you want to check to see if any of it works.
But if it is this bad, I feel like it was just someone trying to do adjustments on their show and not knowing how to do it.
That seems...
Because I don't think anyone that is actually on the board would do that knowingly, because they've done it before. Anyway, that was a good song. I like that artist. It's another case of me finding an artist in my suggested, only listening to that one song and actually never going into their artist, like, discography, which I recently did, and they're really good.
Good call. Very good call. Also, a very cool album cover.
Oh, they always have really good art. I don't know. It looks like it's the same artist that does a lot of their stuff, but it's always, like, full of really good colors and stuff.
Vibes. But I have heard from one of our listeners that we are not having a significant static issue.
Oh, nice. Is it just on the
general
side?
So I think it's, well, it was, I guess some of it isn't there anymore. Maybe it's just some issues. Maybe when I rebalanced it, it ended up working because I did that in between the song and us talking, but wonderful.
That's good. To
resuming
hear.
The show. Yeah. I will be playing Tired Girl by Joey Pecoraro. I've been on a bit of a Joey Pecoraro kick, not just because of the similarity in name, but because Joey Pecoraro is one of my favorite lo-fi artists in general. But this is Tired Girl, the counterpart to the song called Tired Boy that he has also released. This is a recent one.
I didn't
this
even
came
realize
out in
that.
2019. Yeah.
I've listened to it. I just didn't put that together.
So, here is Tired Girl. That was Tired Girl by Joey Pecoraro. an absolute banger.
Yeah, he puts them out every day.
Yeah, dude, my man doesn't stop.
Always. Each song is just like
heat. Heat.
So many emotions, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel. It takes you on a trip.
I don't know how he picks the perfect, like, vocal samples to use, because I normally don't like him, but all of his that I'm a big fan of.
Really good samples.
Speaking of vocal samples that I like, even though I don't really like vocal samples that much.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to play a song that has one that I enjoy.
Yeah.
It's called Summer Sky by... Okay. What looks like it's supposed to be Creation, but the A and the E are swapped, and it's all caps.
You know, like Creation.
Silly names.
Silly and goofy. Always so quirky and cool.
I think that's how... If it's supposed to be pronounced differently, I'm sorry, but...
Creation? Creation?
It definitely looks like it's supposed to be Creation.
Well, but it's A-E.
I know, but...
But it's A-E, not E-A. It's in the game. Here's Summer Sky by Creation and or Creation, whichever one.
If you're ever distressed, cast your eyes to the summer sky.
Summer Sky by Creation. If you didn't recognize the voice, it's Robin Williams.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Inspiration. Huge part of my childhood.
Same.
A lot of movies.
Same. Dude, Hook.
Normally people would say Aladdin, but I like Dude, him. Hook better. Yeah.
Dude, Hook.
Well, not better, but...
Dude, Hook.
He's really good.
He's really good in Hook. He's so good in Hook.
He's good in all the movies.
Yeah. I just really like Hook. It's a very underrated film. Ooh, not an underrated film, but very good though. Correctly rated film.
I mean, Hook wasn't really underrated. It's Steven Spielberg.
I don't know, man. I feel like people are sleeping on Hook. If you're not watching Hook right now,
what are you doing?
I'm angry. I'm coming for you.
You're making the wrong choice.
I'm sorry. Get off your high horse and get right on to, you know, just watching
Robin Williams.
Watching Robin Williams.
Eat imaginary food.
That's such a good scene. That's such a good scene.
You gotta believe.
You really do. You really do. Coming up next, we'll be playing a request, actually, from my brother.
Which one?
It's from Frankie.
Okay,
my brother.
So.
Yeah, I know.
Vinny doesn't have any requests?
Not yet. I will leave it at not yet. We will see throughout the course of the show. But we'll be playing True Love Will Find You in the End by Daniel Johnson. Passed away about a week ago.
Oh.
RIP to the king. But yeah, here you go. That was True Love Will Find You in the End by Daniel Johnson. It's real chill.
Yeah.
Very
short and sweet.
Early lo-fi vibes for sure. Big inspiration for the big lo-fi scene. Actually, he's considered like an early, like not necessarily lo-fi hip hop, but lo-fi music in general, like lo-fi acoustic mainly. But yeah. Anyways, what are you she's going to follow that up with, huh?
Is that a threat?
I don't know. I mean, it could be.
Post up, dude.
Post up, dude. Dude, share your playlist, bro.
Keep the mics on.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, keep the mic. Yeah, keep it going. Keep it going.
I'm going to play a song called Blush by Robert Lilly.
Okay.
Believe it or not,
okay.
Another lo-fi beat.
Really?
Because that's the only songs that I have prepared.
Wait. Sorry, who's the artist?
Robert Lilly. Two
there we go.
L's.
Ah, Blush, period.
Yeah,
that's why I didn't find it initially. Here is Blush, period, by Robert Lilly.
It's just Blush, man.
With the period at the end.
Why you gotta do them like that?
It's punctuation. It's important.
Thank you.
That was Blush by Robert Lilly. It's a good song.
Yeah, I've been getting good lo-fi recommendations, especially in my Discover Weekly, which has historically not been as good as my release radar, but now they keep swapping.
Dang, Spotify really switching up what they care about.
That's basically how I get most of my new music. Sometimes it's from YouTube recommendations.
Shout out to Spotify. Thank you for your excellent curation with your incredible algorithms.
Sponsor us, but no other WJRH shows, please.
Just us, specifically. Or don't. I don't really like Spotify's practices, but it's...
I haven't done any research.
Yeah, they don't pay their artists enough.
Oh, dang.
Pay them more money.
They have people signed?
No. Like, I mean percentages of song plays. Oh. I mean, like, CPMs.
I see.
But, anyways... Enough about the back-end labor issues of Spotify and Apple Music. We will be transitioning over to a wonderful song. It's Scott Pilgrim versus My GPA by Mom Jeans. It's good.
Is it from the movie?
No. But it's just like a reference, a passing. I don't even think the song has anything to do with Scott Pilgrim or his GPA.
That's unfortunate.
But yeah, good movie. Plug for Scott Pilgrim. It's a good movie. It's a fun movie. Yeah, watch it if you haven't seen it. Here's Scott Pilgrim versus My GPA by Mom Jeans.
It's hard for me to see exactly where the hell I went wrong. Never thought I'd see the day we wouldn't get along. I think I smoke too much. I think your friends all suck. Can't figure out the reason why your parents fight so much. But I've given up on love. But I'm my sweater on the porch. I'll leave your bag under the stairs. Don't go back to our old place. It's probably locked up anyway. I bet it still looks the same as when I ran away that day. Doesn't matter.
That was Scott Pilgrim versus My GPA by Mom Jeans.
Just some classic angsty white boys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can I play a song now?
Yeah, I mean, if you want.
Yes, finally.
Yeah, yes, I think it's been like Ooh. 4 minutes exactly, but yeah.
My headphones cutting out.
Ooh.
Oh, now I hear ears now.
Upgrade.
Hooray for good equipment.
Upgrade.
Anyway,
no, it's fine. It's
fine.
It's not like people just throw the headphones on the ground. It's not like there's literally a separated piece of plastic on my headphones and I don't know how it got there.
It's been hanging there.
It's literally it's just hanging on the side of my headphones. And this was not there before literally this. Like in the last session, I used this exact same pair of headphones. That means someone dropped them.
How did that get there though?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't even know at this point.
I'm going to play a song called Sunrise by That's Cool.
That's cool.
I like their name.
Yeah, that's nice. Here, wait, let me... Sunrise. That's... Cool.
Apostrophe. There's an apostrophe in That's Cool. That one.
No, come on. I just said earlier, punctuation support.
I know. It just said no results when he typed this.
But it's like I just didn't finish typing cool. Here's Sunrise by That's Cool. Thank you for listening. That was Sunrise by That's Cool. That's pretty cool.
They seem pretty cool.
Yeah, they seem pretty cool. That's all I got.
I liked it.
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot. Yeah, it's chill. I'm a fan. I like the vibe that we're kind of giving off right now. Very different from the actual vibe of my week.
Yeah.
This week has not been fun. It's just been like, yo, you like homework? You better like homework.
Here's more.
You better like homework. You want more? Oh, okay. All right. Yo, you want homework last minute? Yo, you want your professor to say you have a movie report due like the next day, even though it was never assigned, and then you have to argue with them to get it postponed, which literally just happened a couple hours ago.
They asked you to watch a movie,
so,
and have it be due the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also the whole report has to be in Chinese. just additionally, but it's now due Tuesday.
Okay. Good.
It is now due Tuesday. You know. I made some power moves, as in begged.
That's a little...
So,
I feel like they should have seen that coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, hey, I have like this whole thing called No Time. I don't know if you've heard of it.
And I can't really...
Fit a whole movie and a report in Mandarin Chinese with accurate grammar. Yeah, so...
That's a weekend thing.
That's why I'm glad it's due on Tuesday. That's going to be a whole weekend thing.
Yeah.
But coming up next, we have I'll Be Back Someday by Tegan and Sarah. Well known for that one song from the Lego movie.
I didn't know it.
Everything is awesome.
Oh. I mean, I'd never heard of... I knew that song. I just never heard of the artist.
Oh, okay, yeah. Tegan and Sarah are sisters. They're like a big Canadian pop band, basically. Nice. Also gay.
Nice.
Big gay. Yeah, we love to see that. We love to see our gays. So yes. I try to support gays whenever I can. So we
get them that WJRH
clout. Yeah, so here's Tegan and Sarah. I'll Be Back Someday.
Could lie.
That was "I'll Be Back Someday" by Tegan and Sarah. Yes, Queen.
Multiple
queens.
Plural.
Two, to be exact.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah, they're all good song. Anyways, what we got coming up, buddy?
Probably some.
What's coming up next?
PSAs.
Oh, true. Yeah, we just got blindsided by these PSAs.
The best segment. Whoa. Someone's really been putting some stamps.
Yo. Wow. They're really testing out stamps on this. We already done this one a ton.
I guess someone found an approved stamp in the recording room
and they just put it on everything,
and they covered this this paper we mentioned last time with all German. It's just covered in approved stamps.
Wait, was there a thing on the back?
It's just a little square.
Made
of approved stamps.
Nice. Well, I'm glad these are all approved PSAs. Read this one from the DBSA, or Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance. Doesn't have a title, but I'll just begin them. When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited, that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. Thank you, DBSA.
Good message. I'll read this one from the Federal Bank Thrift and Credit Union Public Service Announcement Sheet.
Yes, please.
If you're a hurricane survivor, it's time to start your financial recovery.
Right now.
First step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest.
That's nice.
If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. Brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift and Credit Union Regulatory Agencies.
You've survived the storm, but can you survive the storm that is our dwindling economy?
Hopefully.
I hope I can too. All right, what's the next PSA? We need to do 3 minutes.
I didn't know we needed to
do. Yeah.
Why
are there only like four? There's like four in here, and they're just modified versions of them. We used to have a ton. We also used to have an online PDF thing.
Folders of online PSAs. Like, just a bunch in a big folder. But now we have four pieces of paper.
Okay, I will read this one from Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Hepatitis B. It's titled, "Get Tested for Hepatitis B, General." As many as 2.2 million Americans have chronic hepatitis B, a disease that can lead to serious liver problems, including liver cancer. The CDC recommends people at risk, including individuals born in Asia and Africa, I don't know why they specify that, get tested for hepatitis B. Talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. Visit it just says insert your organization's URL here. Well, that's tough.
Is there
an organization
at the top?
No, there's no link. Well, I mean, it says Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, so I'm assuming they have something for that.
Are there links in any of the other PSAs?
I'm checking. Well, there's no link, but
you can
get tested for hepatitis B. It's a dangerous thing and has a lot of health risks, so do that. Look it up on Google.
Say the name of the organization again.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Google that.
I'm sure they have stuff about hepatitis B, but apparently don't want to put it in the PSA. Thank you for that, CDC.
I was about to read another one that had, like, put this in brackets. So I'm not going to do that one.
Yeah.
American Red Cross on preparedness.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape?
Please.
That's me. Why it's... Excuse me? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, please. Anytime, devastating
families. Just give me 1 minute.
But we can change that. Make your plan today.
30 seconds.
The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep... Excuse me. I'm trying to read. This is important.
I'm sorry. Keep going.
The American Red Cross has other tools to keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Thank you, American Red Cross.
Sorry for the...
rude interruptions from that guy. I don't know what he was doing, but it seemed like he's pretty good at getting away from virus.
It seems like he doesn't really
care
about fire parties.
Wow, that's impressive. I mean, how do you think he got it down to such a low number? He's really prepared for fires. He doesn't sleep. He's always watching.
So one spark, he knows.
He's ready. He's ready.
Do you got another one? Because I know we're not at 3 minutes.
Yeah. I can find one.
I didn't know we had to do 3 minutes. Did they change
it? Yeah, they did change it. It used to be...
read like two?
Yeah, it was like quantity, not related to time.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's a depressing one. These are all really depressing ones. I'm going to read this one from Rain, titled, Get Help, Support Someone You Love. Sexual violence affects nearly every household in America, with more than 320,000 victims each year. If someone you love has experienced sexual assault or abuse, it can be a lot to handle. Reach out to the National Sexual Assault Hotline today to learn how to support someone you care about. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit rain.org. That's rain.org. Thank you, Rain. Also an important message.
Yeah.
Believe survivors.
They all are.
Believe them. Please.
They're all important.
Yeah. You got a song?
Oh, yeah. I forgot we were doing that.
You got a song?
I got a song.
You got a song?
Let's see
if we can... You play music here?
Don't yell in the mic.
You play music here?
That's better.
Thanks.
We can probably fit like 3 songs.
Yeah.
I have one, though. Limited by Kudasai Beats, a new single they put out. They're really good. I like them a lot. This song's really good, too. And it has cool art on Spotify.
Oh, those are nice. Here is...
On Spotify. But, like, you know how on your phone sometimes it has, like, the animated one that fills the whole screen?
Oh, does it have the animated one that fills the whole screen?
And it's nice. I like it.
Oh, flowers.
It's a bunch of drawn... Like, it looks like kind of inked flowers.
Yeah.
But the clouds are moving in the background.
It's cool. Nice. Here is... Limited by Kudasai Beats.
was limited by Kudasai Beats. All right, I'll take that.
That's good. Okay. That's good. Yeah, it was really good.
I didn't know if that was positive or not. Negative.
No, it's pretty bad.
You could tell. You
was terrible.
No, all their songs are good. Well, a lot of them. I don't know about. I don't know.
I don't think I've listened to all of them. So
I like them a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think they're a good artist.
4 minutes left.
Guess we have time for one more song.
Maybe two.
Probably one.
Hopefully two.
Yeah, here is Warm by Joey Piccolo.
Actually, I don't have any other songs. So.
Well, then this will be our last one. Warm by Joey Piccolo. That was Warm by Joey Pecoraro.
And what sounded like a little bit of another song at the end.
Yeah, about 0.1 seconds of Tired Girl, which was played earlier. It shuffled. I'm tired.
I wasn't saying anything.
Anyways, that's going to end our show. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening in on this warm Wednesday.
This has been The Roof.
I'm Joey.
I'm Luke. And you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Have a great rest of your night. Get some sleep. Get some food. Drink some water.
I'm going to get some food.
I'm going to get some water. I'm thirsty. It's not full.
Oh.
It's empty. Well, have a good rest of your week. Come through next week when we'll
play more songs
probably,
and read more awesome PSAs.
That'll probably be the same ones because we only have like three, but yeah. Hopefully we'll find more. Gotta get out all the messages.
Maybe we should check if they have a folder.
But
we can do that next
week. We'll do that next week. Tune in next week to check out the cool new public service announcements and our hip new music taste, which is pretty much the same artist but different songs.
Yeah. I like it, though.
That's a good vibe. They're all good artists.
Yeah.
All right. Peace out, girl gang. And wild crocodile.
Just hit the button.
No, okay. I'll just hit the button. This button? This one? Which one do I hit?
Yeah, well, multiple, but yeah.
Oh, should I just turn on everything?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hope just Robo like, DJ plays a good one for you guys.
Press random buttons like all the other shows apparently do.
Okay. Yeah, wait. Do you think so? Oh, wow. That's interesting. Is that music?
Whoa.
That's what that does? Okay. Well, I'm going to fade us out. Have a great rest of your week.